Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High 6:11, typical summertime today, hot, humid, chance for showers. It is June 19th, which is Juneteenth, which is a federal holiday. And it's one of those holidays that's just kind of starting to take shape because I think it started as a federal holiday back in 2021. So Wall Street is closed, the banks are closed, no mail delivery. But again, it's one of those holidays where some people are off, some people aren't. For our company, it is a company holiday. I don't know about for yours. Juneteenth, in case you don't know, is the celebration started with freed enslaved people of Galveston, Texas. Although the Emancipation Proclamation freed enslaved people in the South in 1863, it could not be enforced in many places until after the end of the Civil War in 1865. And Union Major General Gordon Granger and his troops arrived at Galveston on June 19, 1865, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. And that was more than 2 months after General Lee surrendered to General Grant in Virginia. So it was, I guess, a couple of months late. And I guess you could really, in a way, compare it to, like, the liberation of the camps in Auschwitz, although there was not, I don't want to start drawing comparisons here, but I guess in terms of significance, that's the way it's looked at. And I'm just, anyway, I'm working. Greg McBride joins us now, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. How you doing, Greg?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what's going on with the Fed, because, man, back in the day, it wasn't too long ago where the Fed was just, we didn't know who the chairman was. We didn't know what they did. Maybe we still don't know who they are. We do know who the chairman is, and we watch what they do, but maybe we don't quite understand what it means. So with that being the backdrop, explain it to us, Greg.
Well, the Federal Reserve is the nation's central bank, and effectively they're charged with maintaining what's called monetary policy, and it's basically the price of money, and maintain that at a level that increases the odds of full employment, keeping unemployment low, and enhancing price stability. In other words, keeping inflation low. Inflation's been a real issue the last 4 years. Nobody needs a reminder, of that. And so the Federal Reserve raised interest rates very aggressively in 2022 and 2023, effectively stomping on the brakes, raising the price of money, reducing demand to get inflation under control. It's come down significantly, but it's still higher than they'd like it to be. The goal is 2%, still running north of that. The prospect of tariffs could drive it even higher. And so they're not quite at the point where they're ready to take the foot off the brake pedal anymore because, there's still concern about inflation. Unemployment's still low, but there's also some softness in the labor market. So, they're not in a hurry to cut rates at this point, but that could change in the coming months if we start to see more deterioration in the job market.
Let me take a step back here, if I can. We're talking to Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate, about the Fed and not changing interest rates. But it seems to me, you know, if I can make an analogy with the Fed here, it seems as though it's like a dog shows up, no disrespect, but a dog shows up in your yard and then you don't do anything about it. And then before you know it, it becomes your dog and you just take it for granted that the dog's always been there and it's part of your life. When in fact, you didn't really invite the dog in, but it just happened to show up. Now, all of a sudden, it's there as part of your life every day. Tell me about the origins of the Fed. How did we come to have a Federal Reserve and why it came into being?
Well, it was before my time, but it was a little over 100 years ago.
Let's hope it was before your time, Greg. I hope you weren't there for the founding of that.
It was created, as a regulator, financial regulator, and then also with the monetary policy, Congress gave them the powers to control the price of money, the benchmark interest rate, in an effort to maximize employment and keep prices stable.
Were there conditions in the country that led to the formation of the Fed or not? And I guess the question is, do we still need the Fed?
To answer the first part of that question, yes, there had been a rash of bank failures, and so they needed a central body to regulate banks and also control that monetary policy, so there was a more stable environment for banks to be able to operate. Of course, that was during the Industrial Revolution. The economy was growing very quickly, so you needed a stable and functioning bank sector. As for whether we still need the Fed, clearly, if you look at the history of economies around the world, that those that have an independent central bank, they have a much higher level of economic growth, much more consistency in economic growth, and lower levels of inflation than those that don't. So, I think we'd all sign up for that, an environment where, you've got higher likelihood of consistent economic growth and low inflation. I think that sounds pretty good to everybody, especially after the rampant inflation of the past few years.
So when it comes to the data that the Fed uses, I don't understand. You're predicting the future based on the past, right, and based on history. This is an awesome responsibility that they have, because one thing, just like in an ecosystem, affects everything else. We were talking yesterday about tilapia and how an invasive species can destroy everything when it comes to an ecosystem. But when it comes to an economic system, one thing can change something else, can change something else. The Fed is basing their decision on what data and how reliable is that data, which I think is a fair question, right?
Yes, they do have to look forward. So, yes, they do use a ton of data, but, data is often backward-looking, and so they've got to use that, to inform the perspective of where the economy is. But ultimately, and it's funny you mentioned this, Tommy, because Fed Chair Powell actually said this during his press conference yesterday, because somebody asked a similar question, he basically said that, yes, we use a lot of that data, but the data itself is backward looking. We've got to base monetary policy on the future, on where the economy is headed. So that data is informative about where we are, but the data itself doesn't dictate what we do, because we have to be looking down the road and seeing what the future is going to be like. Economic conditions are going to be like, and govern it according to that.
Is there any way that to evaluate the Fed and how they've done with monetary policy, interest rates, et cetera, managing the economy to see if they've been successful?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Successful or not, or as successful as they could have been, because the only way you could do that would be to look at the decisions that they made predicting the future, and I'm not trying to blow anybody's mind here this early, but then look back and see if they were right or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, it's ripe for tons of Monday morning quarterbacking. Mm-hmm. They get second guessed all the time. And there's plenty of misses, no doubt about it. But if you look at just sort of the bigger picture of, prior to COVID, we had the longest economic expansion, uninterrupted economic expansion in U.S. history. The recessions that we've had have been fewer and tended to be shorter than what many international colleagues have experienced. With the exception of the past few years, we had an environment of low and declining inflation for almost 40 years just a couple of brief spurts, but an environment where inflation was consistently trending lower over that 40-year period. There's plenty of other misses. I mean, that last bout of inflation that we had, I mean, they were late to recognize it, even later to do anything about it. And then because of that, because they were behind the curve, then they really had to raise rates in leaps and bounds. So I think that's certainly the most recent example of, a clear whiff on that. But bigger picture, I think you stack the Federal Reserve up against central banks from other countries, I think their track record stands tall. And, the U.S. economy, I think, is clear evidence of that.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back talking to Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate, trying to understand what the Fed does and why they do it. They've kept interest rates, decided to keep interest rates steady, and we'll talk about what that means for the average consumer like you or me when we come back. 621 Traffic, WWL. All right, we're back. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, with Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. Fed decides to keep interest rates steady. So with that being said, Greg, what does this mean for consumers, people that are looking to buy houses, people that are looking to buy cars, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, interest rates are going to stay at these elevated levels. That's great news for savers, retirees in particular. They're earning really solid income on their hard-earned savings. That wasn't the case for many, many years. And so to string together a few years now where they're earning good income on that savings is, a nice change. But from a borrower's perspective, it continues to be pretty tough sledding. The average credit card rate's still north of 20%. Mortgage rates are at 7%. Even home equity lines, a lot of those are in double-digit interest rate territory. So the cost of carrying debt is high. The cost of borrowing continues to be high. So I think it's one of those where it continues to put some urgency on paying down that high-cost debt, that credit card debt. That rate's not going to come down fast enough to save the day. So you have to be aggressive about paying it down. Take advantage of those 0% and other low-rate balance transfer offers. That can really put the wind at your back. You won't have any interest charges. You have this long runway to get that debt paid off once and for all. So really recommend that. And home prices have gone up, so people are sitting on a lot of equity, but it's no longer cheap to borrow from it. For many, many years, it was. It was, you borrow at a mid or low single-digit interest rate. It was easy to deduct the interest from your taxes. It was, on an after-inflation basis, it was like borrowing for free. That is not the case anymore. A lot of those rates are in double-digit interest rate territory. The tax law is different. It's not as easy to deduct the interest anymore. So it's high-cost borrowing. So if you need to tap into that equity, you have a roof that needs replaced or, you know, some major home repair, have a game plan for how you're going to pay that back, because the interest, you know, it packs a punch. You know, unlike, you know, what it was for many, many years, and perhaps the last time you tapped into that equity when it was a lot cheaper, it's a different ballgame now.
And if you have a mortgage in the twos, threes, or fours, you definitely, if you want to get money out of your house, look at a HELOC and not refinance. You don't want to touch that 2, 3, or 4 rate mortgage, do you?
You nailed it. Yeah, you don't want to be trading that away. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we see low inventory of homes available for sale. Is that a lot of those that have the 2, 3, 4% mortgages, they're not looking to move. They want to hold on to that loan. That, you know, the idea of trading that in and taking out a new mortgage on a different place at 7% is not very appealing. So, you know, that's kind of contributing to this environment where we've got limited inventory, and that's, you know, helped keep a floor under prices in many areas, but that's also, you know, kept a lot of prospective home buyers on the sidelines because of affordability constraints.
Less than a minute left, but I got to ask you, Greg, is there a direct correlation between what the Fed does and mortgage rates?
Not a direct correlation. What the Fed controls is a short-term interest rate. Mortgage rates are based on longer-term interest rates. And so things like the outlook, longer-term outlook for the economy, inflation, things like government debt and deficits play a big role in the movement of those long-term rates.
So if people are looking for interest rates to come down and buy their first home, for example, or get into the housing market, they're going to hope that the government gets a handle on debt and deficit. Accurate?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. That's right. Thank you, Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. Look, I'm just a messenger, just putting it out there. We'll talk to Mike Strain. We come back. Time now, WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.